Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need, a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit Beddys.com. That's Beddys.com.
Let me set the scene. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. Triggered? I know you are, because we have all been there. If only you had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Speak to myself sometimes, and I say, oh my, in a lot of ways you're a lucky guy, and now all you need is a chance to try any love, do 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 do. And in my heart there's a need to shout, dying, screaming, crying, let me out. Hey, are all those feelings that I want to touch any love? Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. What a world for the lonely kind. Sometimes I feel I'm gonna lose my mind. My mind. Can anybody tell me just where to find any love, any love? And I'll
sing. Take it away, sis.
No.
Yes, please. Everyone needs a love.
Yes,
no
auntie.
Doubt. Any love, any love. Hey. Everyone needs a love, no doubt.
Any love.
Any love. Well, I know.
Sing.
I know. Come into my life. Come into my life.
Don't nobody miss Luther Vandross like me.
Listen, okay?
Nobody.
Suddenly, in the clear blue sky.
Listen.
Okay?
Listen. Praise the Lord, niggas.
Praise the Lord, niggas.
How are you all doing? Welcome back. Welcome, blacks. Welcome, everyone.
Back everybody.
Back to the kitchen table yet again to discuss the ghettos of adulting, the worst hood we've ever endeavored to live in. Welcome to you all. Welcome here. We will discuss many things. But first,
yes,
sister,
we will.
How are you doing?
You already you know what time it is.
I do. That's why I just release the floor to you.
You do. You do. And I appreciate that. Day 193 of the ongoing genocide in Gaza and Palestine. I'm going to share some resources directly, actually, that I am just waiting to receive the proper links to for some folks that I trust that know families that need help to resources, clothes, and things like that. That have been able to escape, but have lost everything. So I will share those resources to, very, very soon. The U.S. is still putting its nose where it doesn't belong, you know, interjecting into
affairs with, you know, Iran came through and said absolutely not. And so with the Iranian projectiles happening in the airspace, the U.S. is intervening, trying to help, quote unquote, defend Israel. I'm so sick of this D word when it comes to them, because this is obviously not defense at this point. There was an attack on the Maghazi refugee camp and 11 predominantly children were killed. We're at over 15,000 children killed currently, which is why this is really on my spirit. We're also a year into the ongoing war in Sudan, where millions have been displaced. Over 15,000 people have been killed. A lot of women and children. There's a lot of rape and torture and war crimes that are happening abound, with not a lot of resources. There is an account on Instagram that links you to a lot of really good resources. A young woman by the name of Sarah, and her Instagram is BS on Blast. Also, YK Hong is very, H-O-N-G, is very good with providing different resources and links and stuff, so that if you want to educate yourself further into the layers that go into all of these ongoing atrocities, you can do so. And so those are some pages that I know can provide good resources, but I'm going to be bringing you all some links next week if you are interested or able to help. Because I know that's, we've got to be able to put the action somewhere. And with the aid still being blocked abundantly, you know, we want to figure out what we can. So I'll be bringing those to you all soon. As far as myself, as I told you, sister, Noah had three plays in 2 days. And then immediately following 2 days of dance recital, and your girl killed it. Okay. Mm-hmm. She, mama is a thespian.
I mean, a performer.
A performer. So I just want to try to hone that in the best way that I can, support her in the best way. You know, Tristan and I just be showing up and clapping.
That's all you can do.
We just be showing up and clapping. That's all you Auntie can Crystal do. Came through. I Uncle know Dustin she did. Came
you know,
through.
I would have been there. Had I.
Oh, I already know.
You know, I got a chance.
There was a seat in your honor.
You know?
I got Auntie Mary, Auntie Jasmine, Auntie Yana.
To know her before her performance and tell her.
Yes, you did.
How proud of her I am. So, yes, our niece is out here doing wonderful things.
And I mean, when I tell you the modern dance is modern, like the legs be, I'm like, oh, this is like Baby Ailey. I was like, yes, you better give me revelations.
So proud. So proud.
I love it. And when the video, because they're going to release a video for the parents, mm-hmm. so that we have, because we weren't allowed to record, even though Dustin's black ass,
you know,
as they were giving the please don't record announcements, this nigga has his phone like this. Because Noah was part of the please don't record announcements. So Dustin's like, yes, baby, you're doing so good.
Just a contrarian. Like, I mean, just.
I mean, bad. Like, he's a bad kid. He's just bad. But yeah, so I was out here being DD4L, whatever
okay,
that lady's name
is. Okay, a dance mom. Go ahead. You know,
getting shit together.
I love it. So, totally
and
love
so,
it.
And so, yeah, that was that. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing as best as I can. I am safe. I have what I need. The world continues to mm-hmm. seemingly burn down all around us. And I don't know. I think I'm just sort of in a place where I am trying to negotiate and figure mm-hmm. out what are the ways that I might use my voice, my skills, my talents, mm-hmm. my opportunities to try to help as best I can. Mm-hmm. I did want to sort of I'm working through a lot, you know, as I shared before, the climate is you know, has some implications for my work and the way that I do it. And so mm-hmm. you know, we just out here trying to do the work that counts for as long as we possibly can.
Sister, I want to continue to hear from you. Yeah. Just before I forget, as you said that, I wanted to know while we're making sure that we update on Palestine, on Gaza, on Sudan, and what's going on. We have to make sure on this side that things are changing rapidly. What you as in, you know, in alignment with what you just said, things are changing rapidly on this side as well. It's no longer safe to protest in Texas, Louisiana, or Mississippi now. No more gathering in that way. And so clearly, like, these fascist regimes are swooping in rapidly, especially with the stacking of the Supreme Court. They're swooping in rapidly to make sure that all of the DEI work that has been done, all of the work you're doing and so many others have done and are doing, is hindered, and that we are backsliding profusely. It's
very scary.
Really frightening. Yeah.
It's very scary. No, because, please. You know, like, you know, at national levels, the state levels, you know, offices of diversity, equity, inclusion are being shut down. Yep. People are losing their jobs. It is becoming unsafe to champion parity, equity, mm-hmm. inclusion, any of those things that sort of make our spaces safe for all. Mm-hmm. That work has been unfortunately mislabeled, misappropriated. It is. It has been like, you know, people are just outright lying, mm-hmm. and it's so hard to wrap my brain around that, because the intention, the heart, the spirit of these efforts throughout history have mm-hmm. always been to make spaces safer and to make people feel seen. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a shame that, you know, power dynamics in our society have set the stage such that we can't acknowledge all needs at once, but yep. me saying what my needs are somehow put somebody else's needs at risk.
Yep.
Instead of us building spaces where all of our experiences and perspectives can be acknowledged, yep. we have to sort of pit groups against each other. And it is, in very real time, reversing the clock. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so for those people, and I don't even think about myself, because, you know, I guess I'm relatively speaking young in the work, but all the people who have spent their entire professional lives trying to affect change, trying mm-hmm. to reform, improve, refine institutional practices, systems, and structures, it's literally like in a blink of an eye or a swing of a gavel, things are changed. That hard work is reversed. So mm-hmm. it's a different kind of labor and a different kind of energy that's exerted mm-hmm. when you really have to make the case and prove why what you're doing is necessary and important and valuable. And so shout out to all of my comrades and compatriots out there in the work. It's mm-hmm. just a very greasy spot we're in. It's grueling out here. And so I just encourage all of us, all of those, everyone out here, create space where you can be yourself, have your feelings,
absolutely.
Process, be intentional about what information you're ingesting, how that is impacting your body, your mind, your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And all we can do is live to fight another day. That's it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No good times because, XD and I also watched that on Patreon. And my God.
Yeah. I heard it's egregious. And I saw on Twitter that somebody has a pet roach. And I said, I'm not going to be able to do it.
I'm out. There is a talking,
I'm out.
Singing roach.
I'm out. That's where
in the first like minute of the episode.
That's where I pulled the bell. Get me off the bus right here. This is where I'm getting off.
I just don't understand why anybody needed that at all. Why they thought it was a good idea.
Awful times. Awful times we live in. But
oh, when listen. I tell you, I didn't expect it to be so bad. It was so bad. But anyway, that's not what we're here for. We're talking about DEI and the lack of, let's not backslide like please. That awful fucking episode of that unnecessary new revamp. Well, we're going to hear from you all today.
Yes. We know that we have had many, many wonderful guests and awesome conversations. And it's been a little while mm-hmm. since we've gotten into the email inbox and heard from our listeners. And so this episode will feature a compilation of some of our listener letters that we've received over the last few weeks, months. Mm-hmm. Some email updates, some shout outs, some questions, some I know that's right. You know, responses to episodes and conversations we've had with some of our guests. So let's get in, sis. Let's get into the get in and get it done.
Let's do it.
All right.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Let's get into it. But quickly before we get into the letters, I did fail to mention one thing that I wanted to talk about. In light of the conversation that we were having at the start of the show, I wanted to read an Instagram post from one of my friends and colleague, Dr. Simone Pendicore, who was writing in response to USC's recent decision to ban pro-Palestinian valedictorian from speaking at graduation. I just thought her words were very timely, very powerful, and yeah, so here we go. Dr. Pendicore writes, "It is difficult to express the depth of my shock and disappointment upon reading USC's justification for revoking valedictorian Asna Tabassum's honor to deliver the speech at commencement. Citing, quote, safety concerns, USC's leadership has effectively capitulated to hateful Zionists. These individuals and organizations have targeted Asna with ugly smears. And rather than defending brilliant Asna, defending their stellar choice of valedictorian, defending the integrity of the institution, defending higher education in a time of nefarious acts, USC presents safety as a concern that has forced their hand. In doing so, they have robbed Asna of the honor of the special moment, demonstrated a lack of creative problem solving, and have shown a remarkable lack of courage in a time that calls for the deepest of moral courage and clarity." She goes on to talk about, you know, her disappointment, especially as someone who graduated from USC. She got her doctorate degree there. And ends by saying, "I hope USC will reconsider and do the right thing. And for Asna and to boldly fight for free speech, especially in these toxic times. In possibly the deepest of ironies, Asna's minor is in genocide studies. She will receive her degree from USC, and USC will be complicit in allowing genocide supporters to win."
That really disappointed me when I heard that, because I said, what did you all think that she was going to get up there and say in her speech? Like, when you are listening to, even when I was out to eat with Drew and Dustin, and I had on my Libre Palestina shirt, I told you, and the men wasn't fucking with whatever he heard me say or whatever I was, you know, my representation. But his first thought was to lean out of his window and scream, "Fuck you," to me. you all are watching this, the IDF, Zionists, and all of these genocide supporters be hateful, spew hateful things, twist the actual truth into complete untruths, and so forth and so on. And all you're seeing from the other side is for people to petition for humanity. Can we please eat? Can you stop killing us? Can you stop killing them? Can you stop killing babies? And you all believe you this girl is valedictorian, and you believe she's going to get up
and
there and incite a riot.
She's earned the right.
Earned it. And I didn't know her minor was in genocide studies. Mm. I didn't even know that part. And so what do you think she's going to get up there and say? I'd rather at this point them just say, we would rather be wicked and hateful. We'd rather stand on the side of wicked and hate than to treat humans like humans.
It's a sad time. And I just think, I'm grateful for space and platform to speak and share, in such a time where there's so much silencing happening and going on.
An activist in Morocco got 5 years prison time for speaking against the Moroccan government.
It's very scary.
And normalizing their relations with Israel. Got 5 years for speaking out against them normalizing their relations. And 5 years in prison. Like, and we are not far off. And like, with what we're watching with our government and how they've stacked the Supreme Court and all of these different moves that they're making, and how we really don't have a choice, how we have this two-party system that both fucking sucks. Like, we're not far off from the same kind of outcomes. Like, don't bury it, not you, but in general people, don't bury your head in the sand and think that America is just home of the free.
Well,
because this is not real freedom.
Yeah, and I'm hoping, I know we have a conversation scheduled soon with Brittany Packnett, who will help us to make heads or tails of our political climate and what opportunities we might have that we can use and leverage from our respective places as citizens, as adults, in our communities to try to affect change in the ways that we can. Given the current climate and the tidal wave that is looming, I think it is a discouraging time. But I think it's not fluff, and it's the word the adage of knowledge is power still holds true. And so, I will hope that we can continue to build, get and grow as a platform where information is shared. So that we as adults can make informed decisions about how we move in these troubling, troubling times.
And actually understanding too how we are all connected and interconnected in these troubling times as
well. For sure.
You know, a lot of our, cousins of mine and, niggas I grew up with will have the same thought process. I don't know what that shit got to do with me over here.
Because it's programming. Because of the ways
it is.
The ways in which media and other rhetoric is sort of perpetuated that it does. It makes us naive and believe that these things don't have anything to do with us. But that is not the truth.
Which is why you have to look further into, you've got to do your research and look into how this stuff is connected. I shared with XD, I told him, I said, the Chicago Police Department gets their training from the IOF at this point, IDF. That's where they get their training from. So you think with the Chicago prison system being one of the most brutal in America, do you not feel like that has anything to do that's not connected? Second of all, do you know how many millions of dollars from the prison complex here in America is being sent to Israel? Like, these are all of these things are connected. So our plight as blacks here in this country is also the plight of the people of Gaza. It's also the plight of the people of Puerto Rico. It's also the plight of the people of Congo. It's also the plight of the people of Sudan. Like, all of this is connected. Do not get it fucked up.
Supremacy is a global complex. We talk about that all the time here. And we will continue to talk about it. Yep. And so, yeah, not to derail us from our...
So sorry.
No, no, don't apologize. Sorry. We are just sort of stating, you know, and it was me. I wanted to talk about it in the beginning, but got distracted. So...
No, that's what I was sharing with Kia. When Kia shared, I was like, please, yes, this is very important. We want to talk about it. Sometimes, just a note for you all, because we've shared with you that we have kind of a staggered recording schedule. So we don't always get to the news topics, that's current the week before is mm-hmm. not always, and sometimes we don't, because we have other things we want to come talk to you about, or we have awesome guests to bring. We don't get to talk about honor Lou Gossett Jr. for passing away, or have the very inappropriate but yet very black conversation about OJ,
Lord have mercy,
also passing away. So I say all of those things to say, you know, be patient with us. If you don't hear certain things from us, it doesn't mean that we are not interested in it, or, you know, it has not been a conversation in another facet. It's just we can't have them all here because we're trying to fit it all in an hour and a half to 2 hours.
We have work to do. But
we have work to do.
Let's get to this. All right. So let's begin with a shout out.
I love
this one. Is written from a listener by the name of Tia. Tia says, hello there. I'd like to highlight my older brother, Tariq Muhammad, for his accolades. He just released his first book entitled The Balance Brigade. It aims to teach financial literacy concepts to students in grades 6 through 12 through stories of FAVE Academy's culturally diverse superhero team, The Balance Brigade. Please feel free to share. We'll share on the podcast. We'll make sure the link is included in the description box. But this is a really fun book that's helping to teach our kids some of the basic concepts of how to be financially literate, to understand money as a tool that is to be used to cultivate mm-hmm. wealth. And so I'm really excited. Tia also included some really cool screenshots of the book cover and the back cover as well. So shout out to Tia and shout out to Tariq for this awesome book. Y'all, make sure that you check it out. It is called The Balance Brigade. It is available on Amazon. Get down to it and share it. It's an awesome gift for the young people in your lives.
How exciting.
How exciting.
All right. Our second shout out email. This is cool. This is why we wanted this here. This is very cool. Hey, Jade and Kia, faithful listener here. I done lost count of the years.
Hey, girl.
Us too, girl. And I'm listening to the latest episode, Innovative, Gifted, and Black, and wanted to shout out this sis I saw today on Instagram. Clarice Phelps, or maybe it's Clarice, a black chemist that found a new element on the periodic table.
Nice.
Truly love both of you ladies and all that you do for us. And so there's a link to a CNN article that we will share, where Clarice Phelps, no relation to Michael, found a new element on the periodic table, which is so, like, I just remember learning about the periodic element. So to hear somebody, I don't know, Clarice, Letitia, whoever, come through and they'd be like, she discovered H2O or O27 or whatever.
All right.
I love it.
I am going to read the next email, which is, it's called the Black History Month Self-Care segment from Mike Bryan. He says, hey ladies, it's Mike. Thank you for including my letter from the Daddy Mama Listens inbox. Two of my sisters heard it, and it's led to some healthy and hilarious conversations that have been very healing and productive for us as a family. And that's from Mike.
Oh, that's what I love. That's what I love. If I may be honest with you all, if I may be candid, you know, Kia's mother doesn't know about getting grown. Nope. 7 years in, she still don't know. Crazy.
Cool it.
But my mother does, but I have... But I'm like, don't listen to this because you're not going to like half of what you hear me say. You already know how I am. Like, why are you going to put yourself in that position? But she did get wind of the mommy lessons episode. So she called me and her feelings were a little bit hurt.
Really?
Well, she only heard a clip.
Okay.
And so her feelings were a little bit hurt. And I said, listen, unfortunately, our relationship and so many other relationships, we can love each other to death, but that doesn't mean that they don't have dynamics that have been created. that I'm not, it's not at a fault of either one of us. Like, you were a 21 year old mother. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine being a 21 year old mother. So on a woman level, I can completely, and as a mother now, I can completely understand how some of those dynamics came to be, but it doesn't serve us to act like they didn't exist. I was like, and me talking about them is not to, like, it doesn't mean that I don't love you, or that I don't have respect for you, or that I don't, or that I paint you, I don't know what kind of light you think that I paint you in, but having honest conversations are just necessary conversations. But they don't take away from all of those other attributes. They don't take away from your wonderful attributes.
For sure.
I was like, and I would never put you out there in the way where it's like, this lady wasn't shit. She didn't do that. Never. That's not how that went never. At all.
But I think, and I think that that's what's so powerful about that episode and these episodes and these conversations is that it's a safe space for us to talk about the aspects of our relationships. Even healthy relationships don't always feel amazing. And
exactly.
We have to create space where there can be dissonance and dis-ease and disagreement and difference mm-hmm. of opinion. And that does not mm-hmm. compromise the love that we have for each other.
And difference of life views.
You know
and
what
all
I'm saying? Like, you know,
yeah.
Just because I'm in relationship with you, it doesn't mean that we're going to agree all the time. And since you and I were talking about this over the weekend, even in terms of thinking mm-hmm. about one of the things that, you know, Crystal and I talk a lot about how in our family dynamics, we feel like we find ourselves often in the position of disruption.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, questioning, disagreeing.
The norms.
Yeah,
of the family.
Pushing mm-hmm. the norms. And, you know, as I was talking to you about on Saturday, one of the things that I'm coming to recognize that has mm-hmm. been sort of like an operating system within my family, and I'm sure within a lot of families, is this idea that anything other than compliance is disrespect.
Yep. Yep.
And that's just not realistic. I just don't. Mm-mm. I don't want a relationship of any kind. I don't mm-mm. want, like, I know, like, you know, and I think Jay, our sisterhood is an awesome example of this, because there are lots of things that we do differently. There are lots mm-hmm. of ways that we've had different experiences, but in the moments when it is time to show up for each other, in the moments where we need to sort of be a yep. sounding board, a process partner, you have put your differences aside. We've been able to put those differences to the side and really just show mm-hmm. up for each other.
Absolutely.
To me, it's not done nothing but strengthen the kind of bond that we have. And
agreed.
You know, there have been times in my life where people who thought like I did or grew up like I did or had similar experiences that I have had did not show up for me, and you did. And so so that's not a shot. That's not a dig, but it's just sort of the reality of it.
It's just what it
and
is,
so
yeah.
We have to get to a place where it's okay for us. Like, we have to create spaces where difference can exist, and it doesn't make
absolutely.
Us. It doesn't mean that we love each other any less.
It makes the space richer, if anything.
Yeah.
Personally.
Absolutely. Yeah,
differences, I think, are beautiful. You know, I love when I have people who come through and they're nothing
and challenge.
Like me.
Yeah, challenge me.
Yeah.
And that's how
that
I
too.
That's how I learn. That's how I learn.
That's how I learned how to stop calling people gypsies. I didn't know that before.
You know, like, real talk. Real talk. And so, like, even getting to what we would talk about in the pre-show, like, if we have not had... I have learned so much about life through conversations that we've had in this room, because, you know, mm-hmm. if it wasn't for me sitting with someone who has lived an experience that's been an entirely different than mine, that I would be able to have some of the perspectives or grow or learn or develop some of the perspectives that I've been able to develop that have really made a much richer life and lived experience for me than just sitting around a bunch of people who think like I think.
Yeah, that doesn't serve us.
Yeah.
That doesn't serve us. We see what that's done to the world and what it continues to do. So
thank you and good night. So thank you, Mike, for sharing that. Very happy that conversation prompted you and your siblings to develop another space where you guys can process and have conversations about things going on in your family. I know how important that is. So thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you get two sisters? Love that for you.
Hello.
I love that for you. Because me and my sister just be over here like. And you all see, I've talked about my sister and our challenges as well. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I don't love my little sister. Doesn't mean I wouldn't go to fucking war for her.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like Kia said, relationships, often the most strongest of relationships are some of the are ones that have had the most differences.
Yes.
So. Is it my turn or your turn?
It is your turn.
All right. Well, we're going to dive into a couple of like episode responses, mm-hmm. honesty box updates and so forth. And so this next email is actually a response into our conversation with a Dr. Every Woman.
Okay. Yes.
Ongoing conversation that we need to have because I just recently learned literally in the past couple of days that if you've had even just one child and you have not been working on your pelvic floor and your core and all of those things, your cervix can come down your pussy.
Fall right sister, down. It's really scary.
Pussy on the floor.
And like what? I saw not entirely related, but just also in the realm of like, you know, things that we've been, conversations that we've had recently, thinking about what mm-hmm. we talked about with Dr. Ruggles when she was enlightening us about all of the things that come with some of the more recent weight loss drugs that have hit the market.
Mm-hmm.
A doctor has released some research and actually some real case examples of clients within their mm-hmm. practice saying that Ozempic, Mounjaro, these semiglutide mm-hmm. injections reduce the effectiveness of oral contraceptives. So there have been a string of what they are calling Ozempic pregnancies. And to make this, I think another very key detail in this finding is that it also increases your fertility and the likelihood of multiple pregnancies. This doctor said that there was a woman he has a client, a patient right now under his mm-hmm. care who is 53 years old and who is now pregnant with twins.
No, get the Halle Berry fuck out of here. Listen here.
Now pregnant with
Can
twins.
Can you imagine a 53? Row of just bad bitch Dreas getting pregnant off just off the strength of wanting to be bad bitches?
I told y'all before
Hot
I've been
pockets galore.
I have been scared straight. You hear me?
See, no.
I'm just gonna get on this treadmill and walk for the rest of my life because I will not.
I have come to understand that as a grown fucking woman, my weight is going to fluctuate. I'm gonna do the humanly best that I absolutely can to maintain my health. You know, I try my best with that. But I am going to fluctuate. I hurt my leg last year. It's going to fluctuate. I'm going to gain a couple pounds because I'm not doing what I could do before. And then now that it's feeling a little bit better, I'm going to get back into routine. And y'all may see me drop a couple pounds. And I think I just might be on my Oprah for the rest of my life. And that is okay.
And I think that that is a reality. It's not just Oprah. I think a lot of women, if I think about my own mom, other women in my life, the weight goes
Everybody.
Up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. And honestly, I'm still learning, you know, I'm on my journey and I'm realizing, mm-hmm. you know, the pandemic really did a number on me for, you know, it sat us all down. And
Sister.
I completely lost sight of how important it is to sort of be more mobile, because of the pandemic, it is
absolutely. Well, I was skinnier in the pandemic because I was a little bit more mobile because I was walking outside. But also, I was a fucking basket case deep within nervous. My emotions and
nervous.
Head.
But I'm just saying,
like,
I feel like so. I think a huge part of the problem that I was having is that I sat down. I feel like all of 2020 and 2021, I lived on my behind. And I just was not moving
not
as
your
much.
Fault.
It's not. Because I couldn't like, go anywhere. I couldn't go anywhere. So, mm-hmm. and you know, all of it, either way, child.
It is what it is. And cut the big back shit out.
Y'all,
cut that shit out. I'm so sick of you all in this big back shit. Like, cut that shit out of here.
It's putting a lot of pressure on us. It's putting a lot of pressure on us. And as someone who is struggling to get her cortisol levels down, I have had to come to a place of acceptance. Okay?
I also told XD, I was like, it's fat phobic.
It is.
I'm like, niggas be so scared to say fat, nigga. Just say fucking fat. You think big back is better? Like, you think it's better, nigga? Just say fat, nigga. Like, it's not cunt. Mm. like,
awful.
Yo.
Awful.
People be so scared to just say what it is. Just but say yes. what it is
say
and stop acting
is.
Like it's a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. Calling all heroes. Coca-Cola and Marvel are teaming up to release limited edition Coca-Cola products featuring your favorite Marvel characters. Collect them all to assemble your own Marvel universe. And be sure to scan your Coca-Cola for a chance to win superpower prizes and unlock powerful AR experiences. But act fast, fans. These collectibles won't last long. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the U.S. and D.C. who are 13 and up. Ends on June 30th, 2024. Visit Coke.com/Marvel24 for official rules.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need. A fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit beddies.com. That's BEDDYS.com.
So yeah, read this email.
I didn't even read the fucking email yet.
Yes.
Hello, Kia and Jay.
Hello.
Hello, finally. Firstly, I just wanted to share how much I love your podcast.
Thank you.
I recently caught my husband listening on his own.
Okay.
So there you go.
Hey, husband. Greetings. Welcome to
my
the kitchen
husband,
table.
Well, willkommen. You are always welcome to sit here with us. We be talking to y'all too. This is important information across the board.
Okay.
My husband and I are Latinx, New York City. Okay. Hello, primos, homegrown people.
Yes.
I'm from BK. He's from the BX.
Okay. So a long distance relationship.
Very long. Cross country, honestly. And it depends where you are. If she was Canarsie and he was Kingsbridge, baby, that is a sea. World apart.
We talking about two trains, a couple of buses, and a goat.
Okay.
That's how you
because I lived off the 4 and the PX9. I had to take it down the hill. Stop.
Yikes. Okay, we digress.
Woo, shout out to your love story.
Yes. Okay.
I know, we're the worst. Okay, my husband and I are Latinx, New York City homegrown people who are first-gen success stories.
Amen.
College degrees, good jobs, homeowners.
Wonderful.
But we definitely carry our own maternal injuries. My husband is a foster kid whose parents were addicts, and my mom is a Latina baby boomer. And, well, I'm always letting her know how her generation is ruining the country because their hot mess asses don't go to therapy.
Oh, Lord.
LOL, but I digress. Oh, the conversations we've had about that recently. But anyway, your maternal injury conversations were so fucking powerful. I can't even articulate how that touched and resonated with us. It's prompted me to have some real difficult conversations with my mother that have been hard but needed. Thank you, thank you, thank you for giving this topic a platform that is for us, by us. My goodness, thank you.
Awesome.
And then she goes to share some information for us, for some resources for potential guests that we will look into. But thank you so much.
That's from Denise.
Oh, yes. I was looking for that.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Denise. Prima, thank you so much. And shout out to your husband. I hope he continues to listen, especially to the Humans with Vaginas episode. So
Correct.
He can understand what's going on in the through and through.
Absolutely. We have an update, another update to an episode. Hello, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia. I, too, am a human with a vagina. I just want to let you beautiful ladies know that I was only 25 minutes into your interview with Dr. Goodall McDonald when I politely pressed pause, Googled her, and made my appointment. Hey! I feel like after I had my baby last year, my OBGYN team just tossed me to the side and my body completely changed. I went right on the ZocDoc and she said, hey, Ed. Okay. Thank you, ZocDoc. And my appointment is, she said, she gave the time and date of her appointment. We won't put your business out there, girl, but go ahead. I've never been so excited. She said, I've never been so excited to cock my legs up in those stirrups.
In my life.
In my life. Thank you for creating this community. And that is signed, a postpartum vagina. Thank you.
Okay. Well, PPV, thank you so much for, you gave me a visual. I don't even know what you look
cock
like.
Cock my leg up in them stirrups. Our words. In them stirrups. Okay? That's what we should call the episode.
In those stirrups. Pretty legs, pretty feet.
Oh,
are you gonna open them for me in those stirrups? It's interesting you said postpartum vagina. Thank you for sharing. First of all, I'm very jealous that you're even in the area,
in the same city
where you get to go see Dr. McDonald, because I want to talk to her every day.
I literally feel like we should have her on every other month or something.
Soon as I heard about your pussy bottoming out, your fucking cervix coming to the head like a balloon, I was like, oh God, I've got to call Dr. Wendy. I got to call her. Like, what? Why did she tell me this in the episode?
Whoa. Listen, ladies, do your Kegels.
Seven-part series.
So all of the humans with vaginas, Kegels are a part of your self-care.
No, dead ass. This is not even about this is not about tightening on the dick. So
it's
sorry
not,
for
it's
the,
not.
And this
it's
is
not.
About you. And when I say, and so what I've learned is you have to tighten. You got to do you've got to do reps with your Kegels.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to, I'm doing them right now.
It's a muscle. It's a muscle. And you know, in the gym. It. Yes. In the gym, I've learned. So, you know, a lot of times, When people would say engage your core, I just thought that meant hold your stomach in. But it really is also bringing all of
well.
That up with it.
And if I may,
please,
when you do the Kegels and then you incorporate the Kegels sensually as well, it just heightens the experience. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, a bonus.
Once the ejaculation happens and then you continue to do that, let me tell you all about if you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it.
For you and your partner.
Yeah, for both of y'all. So, that's very important.
Mutually beneficial. And
postpartum conversations, we actually have to get into a few of those because There's a doula that I follow on Instagram. She's incredible. If you have, a weak stomach or whatever, don't watch, because there's many birthing videos and so forth. But she posted a video. I'm looking her up now so I can. I am Hazy Hawk is who she is. And she posted a video from Halle Bailey actually earlier, and that's where I learned that Halle Bailey is dealing with postpartum. And postpartum does not always mean that you want to throw your baby out the window.
It
shows up in different ways. It shows up in different attachment ways and so forth. And so she was sharing her journey with postpartum. She's a young girl too. We all know she's in her early 20s. But postpartum is so prevalent among new mothers and Black mothers especially. And so I think it's important for us to have these conversations. So that's one we need to dig into. I was thinking when we read postpartum vagina's email as well.
Yes, absolutely. So,
all right.
You're next. The memoir.
Oh,
title.
I'm next.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. And some other shit, other random shit.
Yes.
Hello again, my cousins, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia.
Hey, cousin.
I was listening to last week's episode and I want you guys to know that, yes, I have actually thought about what my memoir would be titled.
Love to hear
several
it.
Times.
Yes.
After much thought, I decided that my autobiography will be called You're Probably Wondering How I Got Here, A Random Series of Fortunately Unfortunate Events.
Perfect.
Because I think that sums everything up in a nutshell. Also, about last week, I want to say that I love the way you guys broke down the idea of vowing to love ourselves through sickness and through health. It inspired me to write about my own Black woman self-care on my blog and talk about how the action of love shows up for myself even when it's ugly, and how self-care, self-love often extends far beyond massages and pedicures, even though I love and need both.
Hello.
We talk about it all the time.
Every day.
Thank you both for your weekly doses of... No, not at all. Thank you both for your weekly doses of realness, humor, and yes, even vulnerability. I'm sure I speak for many of your listeners when I say we appreciate you. I will make sure to circle back and invite you guys to my book signing.
Well,
and please be on the lookout for my graduation announcement this year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And that's a wonderful segue.
That's from Megan.
Thank you, Megan. Megan, girl, we're going to do it again at the end of the show. Also going to run a post on social. It is time for graduation announcements, y'all. Go ahead.
Not to read them just yet, but start sending
them. Yeah, start sending them in. We'll probably start reading them in May to align with the commencements that will probably be taking place throughout the month. So send in, gather your announcements. Anyone who's graduated from anything within the last academic calendar year.
That's right.
Now's the time for us to shout out our family members, our friends, our loved ones, and give them the good big up from getting grown on.
That includes those December graduations well.
Yes, absolutely.
So get those in.
We're excited.
Hello at gettinggrown.co.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Okay. That's it. Yes, thank you for the reminder, Megan. And I love your memoir title.
I do too. It's so good. Very, very, very good. All right. And if anybody else steals it, you know they stole it from Megan. Okay.
Hello.
Heard it here first.
Because y'all be stealing. I see it.
Very clearly.
Hello.
The next couple of emails are in response to our episode about rest, where we asked you guys to share some of the things that you guys are doing, tips and things that you, habits that you're developing to cultivate and curate your sleep hygiene. So I'm going to read this next one. It's entitled, Truth Is I'm Tired, But I'm Getting Rest. Amen. It is from Jasmine. Jasmine writes, Hello, Miss Jade and Miss Kia, and praise the Lord, niggas. Such a huge fan. This podcast gives me rest, and this episode was right on time. If I may, I want to offer the ways I've been getting rest mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. So physically, I have been trying to stick to my bedtime. I just turned 30 in January, and I have been feeling it. I need all of my low hours of sleep. Bless your heart. So mentally, I need to decompress my mind before I go to bed, so I've been watching a movie. I usually play a movie I love, so it's a comfort, and my mind is at ease while I'm watching it. Now, my comfort movies need some work because Blade and The Matrix may be a little too much.
Just a smidge.
Just a smidge. Emotionally, we're still working on that one, but I want to reach out to my therapist and get some sessions in for the new year. We love to hear that. Very important.
Yes.
Spiritually, I have been trying to get back right with the Lord. Amen. I bought a new King James Version Bible because I grew up on that version and have started to read it from the beginning. I feel off in my faith, but he said all you need is a mustard seed, so me and God are getting back to love. I hear that. I love that.
Okay.
Thank you so much for all the love you pour into us through this show, even when your cups are running low. All the best to both of you. And that's from Jasmine. Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Appreciate you.
I love all of these things that you're doing.
Yes.
The Matrix before bed.
We're
going
to have to
like
work on that. But that it's is okay. Something I want, you know, we're going to have to move in a different direction. Maybe
one
some
of
comedies,
my comfort movies is Lean on Me.
Some rom coms.
You know, that's not light. So.
Yeah, let's get there.
Free Mr. Clark. But thank you, Jasmine. We appreciate you. Our next listener writes in, Joseph. Joseph is also responding where we had a episode around rest and wanted you all to share some of the tips that you all are doing to get yourselves rested and in a real way, not just sleep, but rest. My name is Joseph, they, them. Yes. And I am coming to you all from the friend zone, and you can use my real name.
All right, Joseph, oh, play them.
We've been doing that all the time, so sorry, period, guys. So I've begun turning my phone off and placing it across the room. I also turn off my phone notifications because the first hour of my day is dedicated to prayer and devotion. And while I use my phone to stream music during that time, I don't need to be inundated by notifications first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. Jade, mm-hmm. I too use my alarm. I mean, my phone is my alarm, but I recently decided to go back to 1994 and get an actual alarm clock.
Go ahead.
So I don't need my phone on or by me while I sleep. I have also invested in an eye mask to cover my eyes so I am not affected by light coming into my room as I sleep. When it comes to my evening shower, ambient soundscapes have been helpful, and I also get my reading in while I air dry.
Air dry.
I love that. Lastly, I pray to attend my day and anoint my head with oil from Resonance Apothecary.
Shout out to Freddy Qua.
Okay, and has money.
Yeah.
Hopefully this helps and you all give my Tuesdays so much joy.
Thank you.
Oh, Joseph, I love your routine.
We love you.
Yes.
Appreciate
that. I love that routine. I don't need an eye mask personally because let me tell you something. Your girl will sleep if she's tired. but I also purchased an alarm clock. So alignment. I purchased an old school alarm clock, you know, straight up and down analog
digital.
Clock.
Yeah.
Yep. Not even digital.
Not even digital.
Oh, it has arms.
Yay.
it has arms.
Come on. Blast from the past.
Shout out to you, Joseph, for your intentional
thank you so much.
Routine.
Honesty box and an update. So this next email is from P. And I have to tell you that she submitted this honesty box last year. And I don't remember whether or not we read it.
Oh, well.
Because
we'll read it again.
We read lots of things. Okay. So I'm going to try to summarize. The initial letter states, I've been approaching a point in my life where I'm thinking it's time to complete my education, and your individual episodes describing your life trajectory so far was like the universe poking me in the ass. I'm asking the women who are close to me for advice in a way that 22-year-old me never would have. I love your opinions as well. I really admire the bravery and work and belief that you've both shown in your lives. She's 38. I have two middle school age children. I work in an office. It's fine. It pays a modicum of bills. Benefits are good. She works for her kid's school district and there are a lot of perks, but she doesn't feel like she's doing fulfilling work. I wasn't able to finish school before my children were born. I was going to pursue an English degree. My dream job is to be an editor. For one crazy goal is to be thanked for my work and the acknowledgments of a New York Times bestselling book. Nothing makes me happier than grumbling about the Oxford comma. and so she talks about how she's not much of a writer or storyteller herself, but she enjoys the process of helping words come to life. So she was thinking about whether or not she should go back to school. But despite all the hurdles she needs to jump through as a Black woman, especially in the field of publishing, which is sort of dying and shifting in response to the internet. She's also thought about getting a degree in business management since she's worked in office jobs for the bulk of her career. So she was asking us about advice. And more recently, she wrote in an update. And so I will just start there because I'm hoping that...
Oh, we did read this. I do remember this
All right,
email.
Great. I was about to say, I'm hoping that she's sending an update because we gave her advice and she's telling us about... Okay, so thank you, P. We're here now, up to date with your recent update. P writes, hi, ladies. I guess it's time for an update. I decided to leave my job last fall and I took my severance with me. I did enroll in school... But it was too soon to begin the spring semester, so I'm beginning the summer. I'm also looking into taking a year-long copy editing course. In the interim, I decided to go ahead and start a wrestling podcast with a couple of friends of mine.
Oh, XD just went on that podcast.
We're only a couple of episodes in, and I'm really enjoying myself. My co-host is a good editor, and he be making the wackiest reels. In a fit of early morning insanity, I invited XT to be a guest on our show, which he graciously agreed to do, and we recorded the episode about a week later. We had a great time, and we plan to do it again with a big wrestling show next month. The next day happened to be my 39th birthday, and it was the best ever. Not because I did anything special, but because of this period of change, hope, and newness that I've never experienced before. When I left my job, I read my tarot cards often, and the consistent message was that it was going to be a bumpy period of change and adjustment, but there were positive things having to do with creativity waiting for me beyond the bumpy times. I guess that's literally happening to me now. Also, Beyonce had just released some new music, so yes, I do believe that she said, Sarabi, yes, this is music for you. Continue to move forward and grow. Sign B. I'm so excited for you ladies with your upcoming projects, and I hope one day you can do a small tour so that we can get a live show on the West Coast. Or
Sit tight.
Right. Or Jade, I can't wait for you and Santana to do a duty party out here soon. Best, P.
Aww.
Thank you, P.
Aw, P.
We're proud of you,
Thank
girl.
Thank you so much. We are so proud of you. Shout out to 85. And I, first of all, can I just say the amount of people in wrestling, like into wrestling, Yo. That I am realizing as of recent
Black
because
grown
of XD,
people. It's a thing.
Which I guess makes sense because when I think about when we were kids,
yeah,
WWF was a big thing.
It was.
You know, my cousins used to do all that shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure Brian was all into that. Like,
absolutely.
You know, and so I get the resurgence is really nice to, it's nice to see Black people into something where they don't got to think
mm-hmm.
and they are
and
thoroughly enjoying
yes.
it. Yeah. Yeah, they're just enjoying
we
it.
Deserve
shout out
that.
To you all.
We deserve these outlets.
And shout out to, make sure you, we'll also link the podcast in the description box. I'll get that from XD and we'll make sure we link that in the description box for any of our wrestling fannies out there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
P, you keep us updated on these shifts and these transitions in your trajectory.
Yes.
And also, you know, it's real ghetto. You got two middle school age children. Like, God bless.
Bless indeed.
All right. Our next one from Big Mike. Big Mike says, well, hello again, ladies.
Hey.
I'd like to share something that I do that gives me a healthy chuckle. I'm a 6'2", 260-pound Black man.
Context.
Whenever I'm sitting parked in my car and a middle-aged or older white lady walks by, I hit the door locks real fast and give her a side eye. Every time, y'all, the look of shock, confusion, and insult on their faces makes me laugh down to my toenails.
Love that.
The great Maya Angelou once said, petty is my favorite color. No, she didn't.
She did not.
that's happy belated Black History Month, y'all. Big Mike.
Yes.
Mike.
And
y'all are stupid.
Very. And that's a great way to go ahead and conclude this kitchen table where we dove deep down into the bag of listener letters and got caught
yes.
up on what you guys have been doing, how you guys have been responding to the show. I particularly love these episodes because, like yeah. we said, the kitchen table is a community and, you know, we want to hear back from you. We want to the conversation. It is bi-directional. It's not just me and Jay talking. We want to hear from you. So shout out to everyone that writes and continues to write. Please continue to send your responses, reactions, thoughts, concerns. We do read them. We will continue the conversation with you. So please send them to hello@gettinggrown.co.
Yes, yes. Always in the description box.
For
if
sure.
You're confused.
For sure.
And with that, Big Mike led us right into the petty peeves. So
right on. I'm ready today.
It.
Yes, let's do it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip.
Our patented bedding includes everything you need, a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit beddies.com. That's BEDDYS.com.
I'm ready for the petty peeve, and I'm really excited to have this conversation with you, my sister, because I know that this is a great passion of yours. Mm. I want to talk about food, and I want to talk specifically about food content on the social media. I have said many times on this platform and everywhere I go that I am I come from a very standard Black American household where standard Black American cuisine was prepared. Mm-hmm. Now that I have my own standard Black American household, I cook in a very standard Black American way.
Yes.
And I feel like what concerns me now is I feel like we are veering away from the beautiful simplicity that our food is most known and celebrated for, right? And we have gotten to the place where we are complicating and convoluting our basic staples. And I want to talk about why we are doing this, because it is grieving me. I saw LaToya and I, you know, and Jade and I, our whole friend group, all day long, we send each other back and forth food recipes, videos. Reels, things that, oh, this looks good. This looks great. Let's check this restaurant out. Let's do this. Let's do that. And every now and then, so now the food is in the algorithm. So every now and then, somebody that you don't follow will just be populated into your feed. And I lately have been inundated by nigga food. And when I say nigga food, I braided feel like salmon. Braided salmon. But like, why do y'all want to do everything at one time? Why is it like we gonna lemon pepper, hot honey, Jack Daniels glaze, double fried, soul bowl roll, everything. Everything
slap
together.
Slap your mama, jerk chicken, hot honey, Rasta pasta.
I saw, right. Y'all want to put heavy cream in everything. You're just whipping cream and that's all over the place. We don't need all of that.
No, we don't. The more than half of us are lactose intolerant.
Hello, you're ruining your insides, setting yourself up for failure. And I just want to know why. And I know that we live in a very climate fusion. We're always fusing, but everything don't go together. Everything. I told Jay, I'm going to let you have it, sis, because I know you have thoughts and feelings about this. But what prompted me raising this as my petty peeve on tonight was I came across somebody made a lemon pepper jerk chicken lasagna.
Get the fuck out of here. Like, why? Why are we doing that? I don't even want to eat jerk chicken and regular lasagna together. Like, I don't want to eat that as a meal. It's two totally different meals.
Like,
if I eat lasagna, I want salad, I want bread.
Like, I told y'all, I came from my grandmama made a meat in three sides every meal. Okay? I'm talking meatloaf, mashed potatoes, corn, and green beans. I'm talking fried chicken.
Buttered beans, roasted chicken.
Peas and carrots. I'm talking chicken and dumplings, chicken and dressing, cabbage, very basic. And I feel like the classics, we're losing our recipes, y'all.
So I am with you. I am fully with you because those videos stress me out. Food content on the internet stresses me out. And I think having this conversation
is actually kind of helping me to get to the root of what of what my resistance even creating my own food content.
Let's talk it through.
Being in the food industry and also just loving food in general, I love food innovation, right?
Yes.
I love food innovation. I see chefs do it in incredible ways. Mm-hmm. There's a chef who I also am very lucky to know, Holly, who is an incredible, I'm not even just going to call her a pastry chef at this point, because her savory dishes that she makes too, she is innovative,
I love
but in all the right ways.
Yes.
Right?
Artistry.
You know, it's like, I'm going to take this Filipino candy, she's Filipino and Black, I'm going to take this Filipino candy I grew up with, and I'm going to see how I can remix it into this other thing.
Okay.
Or I love flavors of the Caribbean. So I'm going to make a pan of brownies, but I'm going to make a passion fruit curd.
Mm.
And we're going to, she likes to get innovative and then also be high. So she's also like that.
Yes.
Adds to the
equation. Okay. Yeah,
it's amazing. Go ahead. You know, there's another chef I follow, Chucky Cruz, who's incredible with just, you know, he's great with pairing things together and also giving you ideas for things to pair together that you're not always thinking about when you did grow up with standard Black American fare or standard any kind of fare, right? Like, I love following different chefs for different ideas. And, you know, sometimes your mind gets in a rut. I think all of that is incredible. I agree with you that there is a lost appreciation for our quote unquote standard Black American
the
fare.
The staples.
I think part of my resistance is because, yes, I love the innovative part, but I also grew up like you did. And that is the food I enjoy. And I love it in so many. I think we have a plethora of dishes that we can, it doesn't have to just be, you know, four or five things. We have so many things that we can do. And I think sometimes I would get in my own head about, well, is this too simple? Because this is how we grew up.
It's true.
But as you're saying this, I'm like, no, there's a need for highlighting.
Yes.
Highlighting our traditional, our dishes in a traditional manner as well.
A great need.
And then there are people who highlight the dishes in a traditional manner, but they'd be looking nasty as fuck. So there's that side of things too. Food content just been, it either brings me a great pleasure or immense stress.
Yes,
I understand. The internet.
I understand.
So
I love that perspective and wanted to talk to you about this because I know this is your profession and your passion. I'm talking as a consumer and as someone who likes to get into my kitchen and makes things shake, okay, for myself. But I feel like, I just like, you know, when we talk about, you know, having Sunday dinner, that is a way that I'm trying to get back to, you know, a pot roast and some rice and gravy, like, you know, and, you know, a good pot of greens, some, everything don't have to be, everything doesn't
and let
have
it just,
to be.
And let it be good. Let it be like, I love cooking with goo. I love the beautiful giant fan greens that she grows.
Oh, beautiful.
But
beautiful.
The food don't be looking good.
Them it's like, it's pretty
so
green.
I want us to find the balance of the food looking good, but also still celebrating our inner and our traditional ways. And you actually just gave me a little bit of a boost. Like, you know what? Maybe I'm not the chef that gets online to give you all the most culinary.
But you can do like eating good with Freddie Jean, but the food don't
Freddie
be
Jean.
Looking good.
That's what I was thinking. Not cooking, not good.
Freddie Jean.
Freddie Jean. Yes.
You know.
Whose food also looks nasty.
Exactly.
But I love her.
But, you know, it probably, okay, you know, but, you know, we don't bake chicken, but like, you know, in 2024.
Yes. Yes. I agree, sister. You just gave me a boost. And I am going to just feature standard Black American fare. That's what I'm going to do.
The game needs you, sis, because y'all is not finna hot honey Jack Daniels me to death.
I want the kids to grow up knowing how to make greens. I want the kids to grow up how to make dressing.
The beige plates going up and down my timeline every day grieve my spirit. Okay.
I want you all to grow up knowing how to make proper potato salad. I want you, like, I want you to know these, how to make a good, just a gravy. Like, these are important things.
Okay.
These are important things.
How to smother a pork chop.
How to smother a pork chop. You got to fry it first. And then you smother it. Like, I just.
You know, I mean, basic stuff. You know, and the Lord has blessed, and we are no longer, thankfully, we can afford a ribeye or a good steak if I want to. But I grew up on a minute steak now.
And I'm not met with some peppers and onions.
Sometimes I want
and
a brown gravy. And some brown gravy. And I don't,
that's it.
I don't feel no shame about that.
Mm-mm.
Okay?
Mm-mm. So there's another lady I follow. I think her page is like That Nurse Can Cook.
Mm.
Huff, she's not a chef, right? She's a home chef.
Yeah.
She is a chef. She's a home chef.
I'm not even a lot of just moms who just be cooking for their kids.
She's a Caribbean mother.
Yes.
But hello, this is where chefing started. Let's be clear. Like, auntie's in the village. So I'm gonna take that back. She is a chef, but she is not quote unquote classically trained, but you know, I've discussed that as well.
Right.
She does, I believe her husband is Haitian. And she's Jamaican.
Mm-hmm.
But she appreciates Caribbean culture across the board. So she recently made a pilau. She she makes a lot of traditional Haitian dishes. A lot of griot. She makes a lot of traditional Jamaican dishes. But her food are traditional Caribbean dishes. When she does a Trinidadian style pilau, she does it properly. When she does her Jamaican dishes, she does them properly. When she
traditional
Haitian dishes, like, she's not remixing them. And again, there's nothing wrong with innovation, but there is unnecessary remixing. You know how Funkmaster Flex will play a song over 32 times
and dropping bombs
all through it and it takes away from the whole experience of listening to play the fucking song. You're like, that nigga's a burger. That nigga's a burger. The burger. He's a burger, and he's starting
y'all,
it over.
That's good, sis.
We don't need all that with the food.
Stop Funkmaster flexing the food.
Please. Please.
Stop Funkmaster flexing the food.
We don't need all that.
That's what y'all doing.
That's what you're doing.
Let us
go. Unnecessary DJing.
We don't. Unnecessary. Too busy. Too busy. Okay? You need to pick one thing. It can't be hot Hennessy and sriracha and lemon pepper.
And when you all put the fucking Hennessy in the oil or the Hennessy in the air fryer and said you were going to fry the wings and that is not the end. You all are wasting fucking food is what you're doing. There's too many hungry people out here for you to be playing around in such egregious, hard R ways.
And if like, I may, you know, if you eat in a dish that is laden with heavy whipping cream 3 times a week, your cholesterol.
Sister.
You're going to need medication if you're not
you
on it.
You will be on the pills. And then you do a heavy whipping cream 3 times along with a sodium-filled jerk, along with a hot honey, along with a douce, along with a... I am not into the rhetoric about soul food being unhealthy.
It's not.
But this is not.
But when y'all Funkmaster flex the plates...
That's not soul food. That's busy as hell food. And I don't like it.
I just want us to do better as a people.
And the kids are falling more. They're like, let me show you how to make a peanut butter and jelly short rib Monte Cristo sandwich. Like, what is that?
Hey, y'all, listen, y'all want to put oxtail in everything. Macaroni and cheese.
Do.
You want to put y'all don't rasta pasta us 48 million kind of ways.
Y'all rasta pasta us to death. Okay?
Ooh, and y'all I not tired of the Alfredo? Y'all not tired?
They're not tired of it. I don't understand. I'm not understanding how they're not tired of this amount of dairy.
Cheese and rice. I mean, it is so much.
It don't even be no alternatives.
Yes, sister, this is the content that we need. And teach the girls how to season without relying solely on Lawry's and Slap Your Mama.
There will be... I love Slap Your Mama.
I mean,
howsomever.
I said exclusively.
But there are other ways.
I said
yes.
Because I have some down to my cabinets as well. But you have to know how to use these things.
No, it's true. It's true. You can't just be using it on everything. And you can't just be using it with reckless abandon.
Y'all be
and there
seasoning.
Are other spices out there.
Thank you. And y'all be seasoning scrambled eggs like you finna have a braise of short rib. And it's like, it's eggs, girl.
Just put some salt and pepper.
That's
in.
All you need.
Just put some salt and pepper.
Why you
want to throw some hot sauce on it
like,
after
why you
done
putting
cool.
chicken bouillon down to your omelet? Help me. Help me understand it.
Woo. Ooh, that sounds so stressful.
I like to mind my business, but I just have to speak sometimes because I'm stressed out. When that girl talk about some jerk chicken, ooh. Lemon pepper jerk, hold the line. Hold the line.
No, sister, lemon and pepper jerk lasagna is absolutely, that's a war crime.
I said, like, that sounds, bro. I said, rest in peace to your intestines.
But I know she be shitting. I know she does.
First of all, your boo-boo is 38 hot if you eat some lemon pepper jerk lasagna. You need some hemorrhoid wipes.
This
okay,
is not a healthy stool.
It can't be.
And if your butt is burning every time you go, and your stomach is cramping up every time before
and
you go.
Ain't no way you eating Rasta pasta 3 times a week and you going every night. Hello,
you eat Rasta pasta, then you turn around, y'all, like you said, your motherfucking lasagna, and then you're turning around and eating braided hot honey douce glazed salmon. Get out of here.
I mean, not a piece of broccoli
mac
in sight.
Or it'd be the limpest, most nutrient deficient fucking vegetables. I'm disgusted.
I'm concerned for your welfare, for the health of your bodies. And I just want us to do better as a people.
I do. We love us for real.
That was my petty peeve, unless you wanted us to have a collaborative one this.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm ready. Yes, please. Let us
have a petty peeve
I'm
for
ready.
Y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm excited. You wanted to get my natural reaction. Here it comes.
Yes. I would not tell Kia ahead of time
she
what
would
my
not.
Petty peeve was.
I'm ready.
And I had to get permission. Not permission. I wanted to be respectful in sharing this petty peeve because it's a friend of a very close friend. And I'm not here to sully any relationships. Mm-hmm. But when I called my friend to say, are you cool with this? She was like, abso-fucking-lutely.
Oh, my gracious.
You know, I'm out to dinner and riding back with my friend, my friends and her friend. And we're going across the Manhattan Bridge.
Okay.
I got to set the scene.
Yes. Paint the picture.
This friend is white. It's a white woman.
And the white
not
woman
my
is
friend.
In the car.
Yeah. Not All my right. friend. My friend's friend is a white woman.
Okay. Okay.
So out of the blue. I think we're talking about Cowboy Carter and something else. She says, do you guys think Beyonce bleaches her skin?
The white woman says this?
Uh-huh. And so my friend is the one who's driving and I'm in the back with this girl. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Let me also paint that picture. Mm-hmm. So I looked out the window and I was like, oh, okay, here we go. And so I said, no.
I was like, no,
Beyonce does not bleach her skin. I was like, do I know Beyonce personally? And has she told me that? No. I said, but she does not bleach her skin. If you are referencing, which I know you are, that whole little Renaissance period with the platinum hair and the platinum dresses and so forth, those are the types of things that can wash certain people out of certain skin tones and different undertones. I was like, we as Black people can be many shades throughout the year. We come in a plethora of shades and come in a plethora of undertones, because let's be clear, it's not just the shades, it's the undertones as well. But we come in a plethora of that. I said, and that shifts. It can shift drastically to the point where I said, myself, I have 2 to 3 different tinted moisturizer or foundation colors that I have for different periods of the year, because it can shift that drastically. I was like, and that is the same for many, many others.
That's the same for white women, but go ahead. It should be.
But I said, I don't know what your melanin deficiencies or whatevers are, so I'm only going to speak for us. But I said, in conclusion, no, I do not believe that Beyonce bleaches her skin. Well, I really think she does, right?
Jay, don't anger me tonight.
No. This is where my nostrils flared. And I was like, double down. Okay. Well, I said, so she continues to try to make her argument on why she thinks Beyonce bleaches her skin. And I said, well, as a black woman who understands what bleaching skin actually looks like. I like, do you understand what that does to other parts of your body?
Has she ever seen anybody?
I was like,
known anyone?
Not that she would know, because they don't know what bleaching skin actually looks like. So I was like, do you know what it does? Do you know what your knuckles be looking like? You know what your feet be looking like? Do you know what your lips be looking like? Do you know what your elbows be looking like? I was like, there's so many different indicators when somebody is bleaching their skin. And furthermore, I was like, this is an issue that has come from white supremacy and white psychosis. I was like, that's where bleaching skin came from in different communities anyway. I was like, but to answer your original question, Beyonce is not bleaching her skin. Do you know she doubled down again?
I just want to know, what's it to her? What point was she trying to make?
At that point, and my friend is also up there making the same points and echoing everything that I'm saying. But at the third point of her doubling down, I looked out the window and completely shut the fuck down. I said, I don't have any more words for you. I'm not an arguer. I am a fighter. And I'm not doing that at this big grown age. And so what I refuse to do, there's so much going on in this world. I'm not wasting my precious moments anymore talking to a white woman about any black woman bleaching her fucking skin.
Imagine.
Like, you are lucky that I answered you one and two times. And my homegirl could hear me. She could hear the tone. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even, the voice wasn't getting raised. It was like, I'm black. You're not. How the fuck are you going to tell me? and then finally I said, this is going to go nowhere. I'm going to just look out the window. And she continued. She was drunk. So she just kept talking. And I was like, yeah, no, I can't. And so when I got my homegirl alone, I said, listen here, I love you to absolute pieces. And 98% of the people you brought around me are fantastic, wonderful people. We've forged our own relationships. I said, but that one, you can leave. She don't need to. It's not that I can't be in the same space as her, but I absolutely don't ever need to be. And she was like, I had my reservations initially. She's like, they were confirmed. She was like, and so when I told her about this and was like, you know, I know this is your, and I understand that people, I don't question why people are friends with different people, because sometimes there are bonds formed at various points of life that you are not present for, and you might not understand the dynamic of why somebody is in the type of relationship that they are. So I don't do that, but I do make it clear, like, I'm good on that. I don't, that's not a bond that I formed, so I don't need to. That drove me nuts when I tell you
it would.
That drove me crazy.
It would drive any one of us nuts. I feel like I'm curious as to why. So certain things, it's just like, why do you feel like I want to talk about this with you? Why do you feel like I care about what you think about this?
Because I don't at all, actually. I don't agree with you, and I don't
and
care.
And I've told you, I've heard you out. I've heard your position. I still don't agree. You're not going to convince me. So shut up.
At this point now, stop talking to me. Like, that's all I have for you. Leave me alone.
That's it.
I'm good for it. Leave me alone. Like, I'm done with this. And that's a warning.
Wow.
Please don't. That's a warning.
Wow.
Don't. So, yeah, that was, you know, but I was proud of myself.
I'm proud of you as well, sister.
Because here I was sitting next to her in this back seat. And because I wanted to just reach over and push that head into the window.
Man, please.
Please I'm shut the fuck you. Up.
You've exhibited great restraint.
Oh, man.
I see the growth.
Between her and that bitch, Donna.
Oh, God. The Lord is working on you, Jay.
May your pussy itch forever, okay? Donna, may your pussy itch. When I tell you, may your pussy itch from the inside for the rest of your pale, nasty, decrepit days. May it itch. May you never be able to reach it.
Okay. All right. And
no, I mean that.
I know you do. Now, and with that, we will conclude this week's episode of Getting Grown. Thank you guys so much for your constant support and your consistent
warm and fuzzies
conversation. I mean, you guys join us at the kitchen table and engage us week after week. And this week's episode is proof positive of that. Remember, it's graduation announcement time. So send in your graduation announcements. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate you guys for listening week after week after week. It is one of my greatest joys to do this show, especially with you, sister. And with that.
Oh, my sister.
Take us out.
Yes, make sure that you are drinking your water.
That's right.
You know, you all ask for various skin routines and hair routines over the internet. And what I find the foundation of most of these amazing routines are is immense water consumption.
That's right.
So make sure you're hydrating internally. The other part of that, though, because this is a twofold, all right? This is a two-part system. You've got to mind your business.
That's right.
When you're not, it creates crow's feet. And third... you definitely want to moisturize from the Ruta to the Tuta.
Your skin.
Because your black will for sure crack if it's dry or if you're out here asking questions that don't have nothing to motherfucking do with you.
Period.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need, a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit Betty's.com. That's BEDDYS.com.